There's a hotel boom going on in downtown Detroit. Once abandoned buildings are now new hotels, or will be. Will these plans give Detroit too many hotel rooms or not enough? And what's the furor about the two hotels near the new Red Wings Arena site just north of downtown? Detroit Free Press writer John Gallagher is with us now. Always good to have you with us, John.
Well, thank you.
Let us start with what's happening between Detroit City Council and Olympia Entertainment, which, of course, is the Illich family, over these two abandoned buildings that were once hotels near the planned arena site. Bring us up to speed.
Sure. Well, the deal to create not only the new arena for the Red Wings, but the entire district that'll surround them, was negotiated, you know, by the city with the Illich family, and then presented more or less as a fait accompli to City Council, which has to approve it. Now, the reality of how you negotiate these deals, they're very complicated, they're very big, lots of moving parts. And so council is sort of given something, a package that's sort of an up or down, you know, vote, and council would prefer to have more of a say in what's going to happen. And the sticking point is what happens to these two vacant hotels that date from about the 1920s or so, the Eddystone and the Park Avenue. And what the Illiches have agreed to do is to save the Eddystone and repurpose it as housing and tear down the other one. And council's sticking point seems to be, as of this week, that they want an absolute ironclad guarantee that the Eddystone will, in fact, be redeveloped. And they don't want to just take the Illiches' word for it, basically. And so that's kind of where we are. And I think some of it is sort of council wanting to flex its muscles and have a say in this process and not just, you know, be given a plan to sort of rubber stamp.
And one might note that probably the Illiches didn't get where they are today by just shaking hands on a deal. I think one might say this is a fair demand from the council.
Yeah, and I think that part of it is that, you know, there's a lot of public money going up front into the arena project, you know, assembling the land and paying for close to half of the cost of the arena project. And what we get, what we, the public, get out of it is that the Illiches will spend $200 million to develop the rest of the district, the housing and the restaurants and the entertainment venues. And so there's a lot of public money up front with the hoped-for return on the back end of a lot of new development and new jobs and new tax base. So council, I think, again, wants to be there, you know, wants to be part of the process and say, you know, show us the money, you know, let us be part of this deal and not just, you know, don't expect us to just rubber stamp this.
Now, is this anything that could conceivably tank this arena proposal?
Well, I think that that's unlikely. I think they'll probably work it out probably fairly soon in the next couple of weeks or so. Basically, they need to, if this, in fact, is the only final sticking point, they just need to come up with some language that'll satisfy everybody. The odds of it actually blowing up the whole deal, I think, are pretty remote. But, you know, anything's possible.
Let's pivot over to your recent story on the blossoming downtown Detroit hotel scene. And you take us through the occupancy rates for downtown Detroit hotels, which I think is important to understand as we look ahead to what might be coming. What was the occupancy rate at the depths of the Great Recession, and what was it for 2014 as auto sales go up and unemployment goes down?
Right. Well, the hotels generally need about 60 to 70% occupancy to break even. Above that level, they, you know, they make a profit. Below that, they usually lose money. For years and years, Detroit was at best at about a 60% market during the Great Recession, probably well under that. Now they're well above 60% or getting there, probably in the 65 range. So they're getting to the point where they can start to make money again. And I think, you know, you don't look at the hotel market in isolation. It's part of the general boom downtown. We're getting all this new housing, all these new developments by Dan Gilbert and the Illiches, you know, a lot of new work at Cobo Center. Cobo Center's been completely revamped. They're just about done with that, you know, four-year, $300 million renovation and expansion at Cobo. And so we're starting to see a lot of new conventions and trade shows sign up to come into Detroit. So I think that's led to the promise that we're going to need more hotel rooms, and that's why we're beginning to see at least four or five new projects on the drawing boards that'll be built, you know, if they all happen, will be built in the next couple of years.
And we've got about, as you said in your piece for the Free Press, about 3,500 rooms downtown right now, but then that's twice as many as there were in 2000. With all of these promised new things coming down the pike, how much more could that add?
Probably another 500 to 700 on top of that. So, It's still, I mean, it's still a relatively modest market compared to, you know, Chicago or New York. Chicago's got, I don't know, 40,000 or 50,000 rooms downtown and a much, you know, more robust convention business than Detroit does. But Detroit's, you know, lining up to really pick up its convention business to be one of the major ones in the Midwest anyway. And I think that, you know, another 500 to 700 hotel rooms would be very helpful, you know, as if the market continues to pick up. The danger, of course, is that if there's a recession or something else bad happens and we don't fill up these rooms, then you might start to see some, you know, some new hotels get built and then, you know, not make it financially. So that's always a danger. But at the moment, the market's looking up, and so we're getting a lot of this interest in these smaller boutique hotels. So if the Renaissance Center, the Marriott at the Renaissance, has, you know, well over 1,000 rooms, something like 1,400 rooms. Mm-hmm. A lot of these new hotels would be in the 100 to 150 room variety.
Take us through some of these latest projects, the ones either here or that are promised and are coming.
Well, one that just opened, the Aloft Hotel in the David Whitney Building. The David Whitney Building is a 1920 era office building, and it was vacant for many, many years, 20 years or so, and it's been remade as a boutique hotel, the Aloft Hotel, a little over 100 rooms. Some residential apartments are being finished at this point. They'll be occupied this year, and then there'll be a restaurant and some other retail on the ground floor. So that's one. That's near Grand Circus Park. One of the more interesting ones is that the old fire department headquarters across the street from Cobo is being remade as a new hotel. And there they're working on their tax credits and other financing, and that should start construction, if not this year, then maybe by next spring or so.
I'm excited about that one, John. I love that old building. I'm so glad it's getting new life and it's not going to be just allowed to decay.
Right. It's one of the more interesting architectural buildings downtown, and I'm really happy for that one. And then the old Wurlitzer building, which again is another very slim 1920s era office building, is just got the go-ahead to be remade as another hotel, another boutique hotel with about 100 rooms and retail on the first floor. So those are some of them.
Yeah.
And then there's more up in Midtown. So there's a lot of, you know, just as we've had a lot of new restaurants and a lot of new apartment buildings, we're getting, you know, the hotel market is coming back too as part of this boom.
What has to happen, John Gallagher, to keep these current hotels open? You've got, you know, the Book Cadillac and the Fort Shelby. And so to keep those open, the ones coming down the pike, and attract new ones.
Well, it's got to be more than the auto show. I mean, the pattern for many years is that the auto show would come in January and fill up all the hotels all over town. And occasionally you'd have a really special event like the Super Bowl, which would do the same thing. But you've got to have year-round convention and trade business and business, you know, business travel. And so the Convention Bureau is working, you know, really hard to make Detroit attractive. I think the Cobo Center renovations have been part of that. The Convention and Visitors Bureau is working really hard to, you know, to attract new shows and showing some results. I mean, the number of new shows goes up every year. So they've just got to keep selling Detroit as the kind of vibrant market that people would like to come to and visit as part of, you know, part of doing business. So we've just got to keep up that effort.
Meantime, out in the burbs, let's say Dearborn, it used to be if you were an entertainer playing downtown, if you're the Rolling Stones, you would stay at the Hyatt Regency. Or if you're Cher, I remember her staying at the Ritz-Carlton. But that's not the case any longer, is it?
Right. Well, I think Detroit's hotel market in general, not just downtown, but overall, was overbuilt for a while. I think the recession hit us very hard, as we all know. And I think some of the hotels just didn't make it. So, and of course, now as the some of those properties were getting a little older, a little tired, and the market is shifting more downtown. So I think that, you're going to see some shakeout, as they say, where some of the older properties not doing as well. And you know, some of that market shifting to the greater downtown area. So that's an interesting development. I suspect that property will be remade in some way. Someone will take it and renovate it. But we'll see. We'll see how that works out.
Detroit Free Press writer John Gallagher. As always, thanks so much, John.
You betcha. Anytime. Thank you.